This is Driven By, a podcast where we explore the intersection between passion and purpose, sitting down and having conversations with risk takers, change makers, builders, and entrepreneurs to find out what it is that drives them.
3 Mitchell, aka officially Rory, on YouTube.
YouTube, on quite a few other channels as well. I am excited to do this because you had the, tenacity and kindness and, out of nowhere connected with me like literally a year or so ago to talk about my journey and like how I became who I have sort of developed into. And now I'm going to get the same opportunity to do that with you, which I always love being able to like turn the tables. But I think it might be helpful to give a little bit more context of who you are, where you are in the world, and how you ended up being a YouTube personality in some capacity, a podcaster, all of the things, like how you came into this space.
That's a long story, but if you want to be here till 5 o'clock
in the morning, time.
We can be, you know what I mean? And things like that. I think it all starts back from me blogging. A lot of people don't know this. Being a blogger, I used to have my own music blog back when I was studying computer programming. And I said I needed a change. And then, you know, things happen. I switched it around. 2016, I unveiled the Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast. And I do receive what you said about YouTube personality. I'm just me. Just a guy here, Canada, you know. The city where I reside from, a lot of people are not going to know unless you're in a hockey eccentric world, but to say I'm close to Toronto, that's all you got to say, right?
I think the idea of moving from being a blogger to being a digital content creator, because essentially that's what you are, right? You're creating content that's being consumed digitally, is really the same path that a lot of other folks have. I mean, it's really based off of whenever it is that you started to enter into the space. Maybe there's some Gen Zers that we'll never know what it's like to have like a WordPress blog and all that good stuff. But they also know how to do dances that I don't know how to do and won't ever attempt to do as well. But that requires a lot of tenacity and like grit to kind of stick with something like that. So I'm wondering maybe if you can dive a little bit into, with respects to your journey, just how you've remained so vigilant and being able to continue to create the content that you're creating. And then I want to talk more about your podcast just in general, just because it's such an amazing format and you really are unapologetically you on it. So let's start with how we've been so vigilant about creating, but then let's also talk a little bit about how you got to the concept of Unleashed.
This is why you a podcaster, because you know what? You ask the right questions at the right time in the right moments. For me, it's always about becoming 1% better. That's one of the aims of the show every time I talk at the end, right? So in my development, right, there's a lot to me, you know, health and fitness coach, life coach, podcaster, personality, all of these great things. But for me, it all comes down to just showing up, knowing what I want, knowing how I'm going to get there, taking the right community with me. And this is no easy journey, right? A lot of people don't see the behind the scenes of podcasting. There's no fancy team over here. It's just me, solo, dolo, YOLO, you know what I mean? And I just continue to keep pushing forward by any means necessary. Like, nothing's going to stop me. Before we hit the record button, I said, I'm coming for 2024. I want it all. I say this humbly. A lot of people are listening, but yeah, what's his problem? What's his stick? Does he have something like a chip on his shoulder? No, I just want it all, right? I always take this phrase, you know, there's the heel and then there's the face. We're talking pro wrestling. I like to kind of bring it to that way. And some people will look at you and say, well, is he the face or is he the heel being the bad guy, the face being the good guy. You know what? Call me the heel. Actually, in disguise, I'm the face. Do you know what I mean? So levels above, I want it all, and I'm coming for it all by any means necessary.
I love it. I do think that there's a space where you're wired differently than a lot of other people, and it might lean more into that fitness and you know, that workout space, because similarly to myself, right, we're wired a little bit differently. When we realize that there are bad days and good days, and the one thing that kind of keeps us going is that opportunity to come back to something we love or come back to movement, or, you know, just keep pushing ourselves and pushing ourselves. And I oftentimes connect to that, like connect to people that are similar in that way, which I think is part of the reason why we were able to kind of have a conversation and able to quickly connect when we did. Before we go any further into your story, I would love to just like check in with you. When you were little, what did you expect to be doing? Or what did you hope to be doing once you were a grown human?
Real time, you're asking me these questions, and I'm like, what? Never been asked that question before. You know, I grew up in this society. I was a two-way athlete, soccer, martial arts. Mm-hmm. When I got to 19, I was about to sign the papers to become a police officer or go to school for police, you know, police foundations. But I didn't want to do that.
So interesting. Right?
And I was like, you know what? It is what it is. So I puttered around, worked a job for about 8 years, setting up, tearing down these trade shows, mm-hmm. things like that, events. And then I found it inside mm-hmm. myself. Like, what is it I want to do? The universe, God, or whatever you believe in, puts you into the right area at the right time, right? So where I'm from, it's like, what did I want to do? There wasn't really a set thing. I backed out from doing the policing because I didn't want to do that. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is that around grade eight, the coach, basketball mm-hmm. coach, and the principal looked at me and they said, oh, we see you in radio broadcasting. Last time I checked, we're March 11th at 2:12 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm talking in a mic mm-hmm. and I'm doing what was set for me to do.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, I think that's kind of an amazing thing to be able to have someone looking out and seeing that there might be a path for you in something that you've also attained, like who you are today. That's a pretty significant transition away from being a student athlete, a space where somebody's like, oh, yeah, you should just do radio broadcasting or broadcasting, to almost being a police officer. And I don't know what policing is like in Canada, but I know what it's like here in the States. And I think that's pretty significant to be considering that path. And then to kind of say, no, never mind, this is actually really not for me. Was there something like that was specific that made you decide to put the pen down and not move forward?
I just didn't want to do it. It wasn't for me. It wasn't landing for me at the time. You know, and knowing in the city where I live, knowing a lot mm-hmm. of people that are now police officers and seeing how they live their life and things like that. For me, it was just always, there was something more to life. You know, some people could say, oh, he's a journeyman. Mm-hmm. He didn't really have a set destination. Did I think that this thing that I talk mm-hmm. in every week, every Wednesday was going to be what it is? It is. And I'm still a work in progress. You know what I mean? So for me, it was just understanding yourself. And if you don't understand yourself, how are you going to simply sit here and get to where it is you need to get to?
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's talk a little bit about your podcast, and let's talk about, you know, the podcast that is also on YouTube. I mean, this is how you have become sort of who you are. You've followed trends. You went from blogging to, you know, being on YouTube, being available for listening on Apple, Spotify, you name it. You're out there. You're available there. The podcast itself is called Unleashed, and there are almost, I mean, you're, no?
Not what it's called. What is it? Nope,
Unleashed?
No.
The whole title. Give it to me right now. Whole title.
On YouTube, it's officially Unleashed. Rory. On YouTube, it's officially Rory. But on like all the other Mitchell digital Report. Platforms, Mitchell mm-hmm. Report Unleashed Podcast. So let's get it
the
right. Gotta
name.
Say it correctly.
Okay, you're right. You're right. And I appreciate the correction. But let's talk about the fact that you are like almost at 500 episodes. Is that right? Getting close. That's insane.
As of tomorrow, it will be 480. Wednesday will be 480. Oh,
Wednesday is your release day. But I mean, let's talk about that. That requires consistency. And so one, how did you come up with the name first? But two, how do you kind of continue to like allow your creative muscle to flex so much so that you're nearly 500 episodes in now since you started the podcast?
It's a $1 million question. I came up with the name. It was just random. It said Mitchell. Mitchell's the last name. Report. I got to report right on something. And then I got to get unleashed. You know what I mean? So when I say unleashed, it's about creating now a wholesome conversation between any man, any woman, any child that decides to come on this podcast. I say child. They're like, right, wait, you're about to have kids come on the podcast? Trust me, we're working on something. I got a teenager. We'll get into the backstory if we need to, but he's going to come on, you know, and we're going to have a conversation and stuff like that. You know, the creative engine, it doesn't shut off. It doesn't shut off, right? And for me, it's about knowing why I want to do what it is I want to do. I may sound like a broken record when I say this, but I want to know what it is I want to do, right? So how do I wake up? How do I show up, right? I use this acronym now where it's cooking. That's what we doing. We cooking. You cooking, I'm cooking. But we cook to the levels that we want to achieve, right? And
you want to break down the acronym for us?
You see, I see what you're doing here, eh? Here's what I'll say to them. Listen to the show and actually listen to our episode. It was episode, feel like, it was in the 250s, 260s, something like that.
No, yeah, maybe.
No, wait. Sorry, four. Sorry, my apologies. Like 450, 460.
I mean, you're so consistent about putting out content, I would have like not. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know how many Wednesdays
450, 460 is around that time. Yeah. So it's just always knowing where my phone's not present right now. It's not around me, right? Because I want to be solely focused on what we're saying. But I always have notes. I always have an agenda. Yeah. I'm always vetting. I'm always prospecting. I'm looking at how can I make the best decision when I do these shows? You get solo me. Sure. And I know there's a lot of people that like the solo me. They like when I connect because they see that raw ability, and I'm coming. I'm, you know, it's a jab, it's a cross, it's a hook. Now we're using that boxing terminology, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for me, it's just keep going forward.
I love that you use the boxing terminology, and I also love that you are a fan of boxing. And a couple of my favorite conversations that we've had have been just around talking about fights and boxing and so forth. But really, what I love most about your podcast, and for folks that are listening, if you're not immediately going and listening to his after mine, you are doing yourself a disjustice unless you've already followed and et cetera, since I was on the show previously. But what I love about your podcast is that you're covering a wide variety of topics. Many people would just allow themselves to stay focused on one specific thing. And you are very, structured, and like the conversations come very naturally. I'm curious for you, when you went to start your podcast and you thought about your why, was that sort of the reason why you felt like you had to cover so many different topics, or has it sort of changed and evolved since episode one to where we are today, nearly at 480, which will be released on Wednesday?
So you just took the dial and you said, hey, we're going to crank up the heat. So I should have showed up with a t-shirt. I'm going to tell you this right now. So you want the juice, you want the tea, you want the Earl Grey. So buckle up. Let's go for it.
I'm more of a green tea girl, but yeah, go for it.
Well, whatever tea you want to drink, right?
Right.
So in October 31st of 2016, I said I needed to come into this space with podcasting. How am I going to do that? It was on the heels of Colin Kaepernick taking the knee, police brutality, social injustice issues. And so I came in. Mm. You talk about covering the wide spectrum of topics. And for me, it was eventually going to get to that. When I came in episode one, the very first person, I've told this story and I'll tell it again. I was in the gym setting. The owner, who was a friend at the time, that I stood in his wedding. And we're going to take off all the band-aids and everything. They're going to be like, oh, he's coming. Yes, I'm coming. He decided to have some poor choice of words at the time where he was like, you're a black man in Canada. You shouldn't be speaking about police brutality and social injustice issues, which is utter disrespect. It's disrespect to me. It's disrespect to any man, any woman that has had to see family members or themselves go through that. Mm-hmm. But in 2020, what were we doing? George Floyd in the streets. So it's kind of funny how the universe kind of realigns itself. Some people say, Rory, are you the chosen one? Are you the oracle? I don't feel like I am any of those things. But it's kind of wild how when you start things and you watch your heroes or you watch the people that you champion, like Colin Kaepernick, go through the exact same thing mm-hmm. in a big organization called the NFL. And the exact same thing's happening in your backyard or a place that you work and the place that you're actually mm-hmm. helping championing and elevating every man, every woman and child to get better in their fitness. Right. Make it make sense.
Mm. I mean, it's interesting how I think it's powerful, right? It's powerful to say like, I'm absolutely not going to stay silent. One, two, but I'm also going to allow myself space, not just to address this issue, the systemic issue that actually is global, which I think is a bigger thing that people don't always understand, right? I think especially here in the States, we get real caught up on the systemic issues that are plaguing our country, which there's many of them. But we don't always realize what the impact is globally and the conversations that are happening globally. So thank you for sharing that. But then I think beyond that, it's this opportunity of saying, it's not just going to be this topic. It's going to be any topic that I deem to be important enough to discuss and that deserves attention. And that is what you've done, right? It's not just social justice. It's not just fitness. It's not just love and finances and et cetera. I mean, it's really all things. And what you've done is you've created safe spaces for your guests to be able to vocalize their perspective while also sharing your own individual perspective. And it just blends very nicely. And I do think anybody listening has the opportunity to leave feeling like they've learned something, which is ultimately what I think podcasting is about. It's about listening in on a two-person, three-person, whatever it is, conversation, and not only feeling maybe inspired, but being able to walk away feeling connected and feeling like you've learned something. The ones where you sit back and you're like, I don't know what I just listened to. Those are the ones that you probably don't come back to too often. So I would imagine your listenership has also grown significantly since the first episode. What has that experience been like for you?
You're asking the great questions. That's why you're in the chair. You know, it comes with a lot of challenges because it's how now people perceive you. When you have so many levels to who mm-hmm. you are, the range of topics, it's not only sports, dating, relationships, entrepreneurship, building a business, social injustice issues. You get deemed as mm-hmm. intimidating to the general public because sure. when you're a podcaster and you're doing this for so long, you're media trained. So this here, which is the noggin, the brain, it can always have something ready to say because you can kind of anticipate what it is that people are going to say, right? Sure. Now, you know how society is. They're sheltered. Not everybody wants to grow. You know, not everybody wants to, you know, how do I say this? Some people are out here being psyoped by the world that we live in, you know, and things like that, and regurgitating yeah. information that they may hear from a TikTok video or a YouTube video and not have their own ideology with what it is they want to do, what it is they want to say.
Oh, yeah.
Books. Ladies and gentlemen, men, women, open up a book.
Yeah.
Whatever topic, open up a book, right? I come from the school of Robert Greene, right? 48 Laws of Power. Right, I'm dancing around what I'm about to say, but I'm going to bring it back. I like to talk and storytelling.
That's right, you do you. I trust.
You know, artist storytelling, what is it? Artist Seduction, 48 Laws of Power. Those books there, mm-hmm. very, very powerful books that help you understand the evolution of mankind, right? Mm-hmm. So with what it is I'm doing and how I'm talking and the topics that I have and the vast conversations that I have, not everybody's going to be for you. And that's life. That is life. But guess what you're going to do? Those same people that are not for you are the same people that are under surveillance and just watching everything you do. And then when they see you out, it's like, oh, the podcast is growing. Oh, I didn't think you were going to get this far. Oh, And I sit back and I say, thank you. I received that. Anything else you need? How else can I help you? How else can I serve you? You'll be okay. Get home safe. Because you know what that is? That's showing love. That's showing peace. Right. That's showing prosperity. And that's telling people, guess what? When you sat here and you tried to like not bet on the boy anymore, mm-hmm. I still remain sane. I'm still standing on my own two feet. Elton John says, I'm still standing, ladies and gentlemen. So when you see Karen, you see Rory, we're still standing no matter what. No matter what stone gets thrown at us, no matter who wants to say whatever they want to say, no matter how many people want to discredit us, we still stand and we still keep coming. It's a beautiful thing. But you know,
it is a beautiful thing.
The funny part that I like is when people in your past like to come back and they want to do what? It's too late to apologize. It's too late.
It's a beautiful voice too, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm just saying. It's too late to apologize. Don't apologize 12 years down the road when you sat here and you said, oh, you know, I didn't really feel like we were going to mesh. Yes, I'm talking about relationships. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't see me down the road when I used to work for you and you say, oh, well, Ro, you guess what? You're making something of yourself. That's fine. That's nice. And what are you doing? How are you living? It is what it needs to be.
Right. 100%. 100%. When you think about the journey that you've been on, right? The folks coming back out of the woodworks, the growing leadership, listenership rather, excuse me. And truly like your leadership probably in your community and so forth, your voice kind of expanding and being elevated. Was there one specific moment that you can recall where you were like, yeah, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
You want to get controversial here, eh?
It doesn't have to be controversial, but go ahead. Yeah.
I don't know where you want to take the show. You know, I don't want to.
It's your show.
Get you canceled out here.
I'm just interviewing.
One specific moment.
Is there like an aha moment where you were like, yep, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. It's not just something I'm passionate about, but this
breakup. I'm going to say breakup. Now here we go. You see, you want that dial turned up. Oh yeah, let's go. The ones that are listening, 2019, I did a long distance relationship. I know somebody's going to say, what? Yeah, long distance relationship, Australia, Canada.
Oh, that is a long distance relationship.
This is an exclusive. This is exclusive. Buckle up. I'm going to take you on the airplane ride of a lifetime.
Oh my God.
Great connection. Amazing. Great person. I wish that side very well. We got to about when she came back around. She didn't feel like it was what was for her in Australia. She came back. When she came back, I knew that she left a piece of herself in Australia. Whatever piece that was, hopefully she gets it back. Shout out to the other side. I wish them well. They're probably still listening to this day. Is he talking about me? I am. There was an attack hit piece orchestrated through her.
Okay.
On a particular episode where something was said. She thought I was laughing about something that was not really deemed of me laughing. And that's when I knew. I said, is you have a lot of power, but with great power comes great responsibility. And I had to go back on my social media. I had to apologize. One of my friends said, what are you doing? I said, I have to be mindful of how everybody else is going to perceive what it is they hear. And it's happened several times on this course, but that's that one defining moment. Because out came the fire, the passion, the desire. And the whole entire time we were living in pandemic, I was still podcasting. I knew a whole bunch of podcasters were like, just starting. Amazing. Shout out to them. I've interacted with some of the biggest platforms. And that's amazing. They've come on this platform and it's amazing. I realized it was one particular episode. I said, I need to put my face on camera because that's all audio. And my guest said, I'm not doing the podcast episode until you show up on camera. And I showed up on camera and I've been on camera ever since. So what I'm trying to say is when people quit on you, they find your discrepancies, it's because they have their own personal insecurity inside of you. And the thing is, in life, you have family, you have friends, you have relationships. A lot of people want to be bigger than the brand, but mm-hmm. they meet you as you're on this development journey. You can't mm-hmm. be bigger than the brand. You're always going to be there. You're going to be on the right side or the left side, the front or the back. Mm-hmm. I need you to watch all four of those areas. But once you start getting overprotective and getting to where you want to up yourself bigger than the person, that's where you have discrepancies. That's where you have problems. And that's where you butt heads mm-hmm. and that's where you clash, because insecurities start coming out because people haven't done the inner work. They haven't done the inner childhood work of maybe past traumatic experiences with a loved one, their mom or mm-hmm. their dad. That's not for me to fix. Come into this life and let's see how we can grow together. But this is what's mm-hmm. happening in life. We're just growing apart. We're growing apart. We don't know how to simply sit down and become vulnerable. We don't want to simply sit here and strip away the bad old skin, because we're living in a mm-hmm. facade. We're living in a facade. We only show one side of the face. So you know what I do? If I'm out there and we're having conversations, I stay, remain who it is that I am, because I know who it mm-hmm. is that I am. People look at you and they're like, how are you so sure about yourself? You know, you have some mysterious energy about you. I don't. I'm just the same person. Go ahead, listen right. to the podcast. I'm an open platform. You know who it is I am, but it's too late to apologize. Mm-hmm.
Full circle. I appreciate that. So it's amazing to me that essentially your aha moment, the point in which you realize that you are absolutely on the right path, is also probably a difficult moment for you, right? To have to step up and say, okay, I'm sorry for the way that I make this person feel. What you just brought up, the way that you just like went through that process, I can connect to that. The very first stab at a podcast I did, I don't know if you know this or if we talked about it too much before.
I listened
before,
to the episode. Listened to the episode before you came on to my show. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I made sure I had to listen to everything.
Okay. The very first stab at a podcast I did was one that had a topic that's a bit more taboo in nature. And it was very challenging for me as a woman to have very open conversations about you know, sex and society's views on sex, et cetera. And then to also be out dating and being like a, you know, a normal lady just trying to find the love of her life, you know? And so what I ended up running into in many cases was people finding themselves frustrated or communicating like how they were not pleased about the podcast. But at the same time, I was getting so much love for the podcast. And it was one of those things where I was at this point where I was like, I think I'm on the right track. Like, I think like podcasting is the right thing for me to want to continue to do, but perhaps the topic is maybe not the most appropriate for me. I oftentimes go back and sit and think like, maybe I should have stuck with it. Maybe I should have kept going. Maybe I should have kept pushing. But either way, it definitely gave me that aha of like being able to come back to a space where I can have just conversations with people. So my journey, not the exact same, but I definitely understand. Go for it. I love a turnaround. Go for it.
Yeah. See, now we're going to, we might just hijack the show, ladies and gentlemen. Forgot your boarding pass. So when you came into that episode and you had those talking points, what do you think is the discrepancy between men and women in 2024?
Now versus then?
Mm-hmm.
Or in just in general? I think the reality is that women, there's so many, there is so much history that has said, here's how women should be. And it's in conflict with the way that progression has taken place and saying, no, women should like take ownership over themselves, their bodies, their like sexuality, et cetera. So there's that. And then you also have the same conflict that exists within like, and we're just talking about primarily heterosexual relationships here, because that's all I can speak to as a heterosexual female. But like, the reality is that men are also in this state of like, yeah, like I want a strong woman, but I also don't really want a strong woman. I want my like woman to be like into certain things, but also I don't want anyone to know about it. It's like that ludicrous song. I want a lady in the streets, but And then it just like, it's just so disconnected. And so it's not okay for a female to be talking about and boasting about or sharing the things that she's into. But it's okay for a man to have that conversation. And I always loved the duality of like that podcast, because it was really an opportunity for myself as me to kind of talk about the things that I like was into or have a conversation around them. And then my male counterpart to be able to like share his thoughts and us to balance each other out between his outlandish commentary and my like more balanced commentary, et cetera. It was just a fun podcast, but,
So here's what I'm hearing, right? What I'm hearing is women can be masculine and there's nothing wrong with masculine energy.
Can be in their masculine energy,
right? Women can be in their masculine energy. So that should be in the everyday working world, mm-hmm. because you have to look at the polarities of how things are being maneuvered. Women want a masculine male in their energy. Mm-hmm. But I think when they get the masculine energy male in today's society, they find a disconnect because they're being psyoped with everything else that's being regurgitated on social media about, you know, women should be, you know, they're making their own money, do this, do that, all of those things. I champion all that. But this is mm-hmm. where you need to know the differences. What is traditional views of between mm-hmm. a man and a woman, or woman right. to man? What is the traditional views? And we've escaped the traditional views. This is where I know I'm going to get some bite back. Some women want traditional views when it benefits them. I'll give you an example. Yes. Something harmless, conversation, you know, talking about meeting up, coffee shop, this and that. Mm-hmm. There's no dynamic of I'm trying to even get with this person. And conversation right. fell through because dates and this and that all got misconfused, misaligned. I'm a busy person. I'm a productive person. I got a lot going on. I clock in about mm-hmm. 50 to 60 hours a week. Not a lot of people right. do that. We meet in person randomly and I hear, oh, you're ghosting me. Wait, where have I ghosted you? We were setting up something real small, real harmless, but there's these words that people want to use. You're ghosting, right. you're gaslighting, you're misogynistic, and they don't know what the words mean. They just hear it. And they think, well, if I throw it out there, it's going to stick. No, it's not. Honey, it's not going to stick. Ghosting somebody is when you're building a unique connection with each other.
Sure.
So when you say now that I'm ghosting you, it makes me not even want to end up even talking to you ever again. Because now you've just simply sat here and you've now infringed on my boundaries, which is another thing. Boundaries, women have them, men are allowed to have them too. But it seems like now in the world between men and women is that men get shamed for having boundaries because it's labeled as they're insecure, or it's labeled as they have, you know, something wrong with them. No, we just want to simply sit here and have that healing grounded energy. You're not going to come infringe in everything it is that we've got going on.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think what you just said right there, that last part, was a place that I was really like trying to be mindful of, because I recognize that for some people, like the boundary might be like, this is like uncomfortable for me to know that this exists. And like, it's a boundary for me if we want to maintain a relationship that you not continue to like participate in this kind of like conversation publicly. We can have these conversations privately. We can have these conversations where, but not maybe for the entire internet to hear. So I definitely came back to that. But I think you bring up a lot of great points. And if we had more time, I'd want to almost double down into this a little bit, because I think what you just said about society and of just regurgitating some of the terms that they hear, again, probably on various sources, breadcrumbing, gaslighting, narcissism, you know, whatever it is, it's a way for people to make sense of their situations, even if they, you know, even if they think it's entirely correct. They're just trying to make sense of their situations without, again, going back to what you were stating before, educating themselves, learning, you know, what these things mean, doing the work, being in therapy, talking to an objective third party instead of the group of their friends or whatever the case may be. So it's dating is really complex. It's like a really, really complex environment. Relationships between any human beings is super complex because you're dealing with people that come to the table with their own baggage, lots and lots of it. And it's likely not the same or even a resemblance of the same as yours. And it would be impossible unless you were dating literally yourself. And even then, the experiences you have in one instance could be perceived as one way, and then in a completely another instance could be perceived in a different way and impact you completely separately. So it's a really, really interesting conversation, and one that I think people should continue to explore and continue to educate themselves on. Going forward, thinking about your journey as well, what has been the number one thing that you've had to overcome, like the biggest challenge?
The lack of inconsistency with human beings. That means time management and communication. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a newsflash. You know, communication is the number one source of how you get to know how things are going on, but we don't ever want to communicate. My method of communication is called voice communication. Now, when me and you talk, 9 times out of 10, I'm voice noting.
I love
voice noting back, because it sets the ground. It sets the foundation. Without no communication, you're not going to build any relationship. That can be business, friendship, dating, work, podcasting guests. You're not going to get what it is you want to get. And that's what's happening. And I see it a lot around me. And I say to myself is, why does it happen so much? And what are the excuses that people draw from? Here goes the coaching meter now. Coaching meter is about to just flip right on. We're about to flip the switch right on now. It's because you can expose people's communication tactics by how much you stand driven into your way of how you communicate. And people, it shakes their globe a little bit. So then they tend to be a little bit reserved, or they start using these excuses. Well, I'm busy. No, you're not. You don't do what I do. So that's null and voided. Oh, I have a lot going on. Depending on if a man is saying that and a woman saying that, here's the newsflash. Men, listen up. When a woman says she has a lot going on, it means that, guess what? She's been dealing with some past situation, some past energy that she needs to just unpack. It's not for you to unpack it for her. Okay? When men say it, then I don't know, because the men I talk to don't really say that. You know what I mean? And I know you're over there just like, yo, this guy is too much. But this is just reality. It's the reality of life, right? For me, two-way communication. What are we looking to do? You show that strong point, it tells me that you're an excellent communicator. So many people are just sheltered. They just want to sit behind. They want to be soft. They want to be delayed in the responses. You're not that busy. I don't care what anybody says. People are not supposed to be taking 24 hours to 48 hours to a week to 2 weeks to a month to respond back to you. You're not that busy. Right. It's just a lack of priorities. So if I'm not a priority, don't reach out to me down the road. I'm sorry. You miss it. You miss your blessing. You're missing the connection. It's never happening. Because what I'm just going to say to you is, I'm sorry. Your communication style pattern does not work with me. How you're communicating does not work with me. When you start saying that, it makes people have to reevaluate themselves. And if they get mad, it's because guess what? They don't have people checking them. I check everything around me. I don't care, because you know what the thing is? I don't do things that are going to... Things are going to end up messing up the relationship and the communication patterns. I don't do that because I know where I'm going. I know where I want to go. So if I'm inconsistent with what it is that I'm saying in a back and forth communication, that means the podcast is going to be inconsistent. That means the topics that I pick are going to be inconsistent. So figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. Pick up a book, search inward into yourself. Every time you wake up and you put your 2 feet on the ground, you got to go to that washroom. You make your way to the washroom. You got to wash your face. You got to brush your teeth. When you wipe the towel, you wipe it off your face. You look in the reflection. You see the mirror. That's you. You got to ask yourself, are you happy with who you're becoming? And if you are, well, then guess what? You're going to want change. If you're not, you're just going to be simply looking at the person in the mirror. I'm stopping with the man in the mirror. You know what I mean? Figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. I got the resources. I got the books. If you want them, put them to use.
I hear you. I hear that communication and the lack thereof could be an incredibly like big challenge, not just for people in your field, but also like just in general. This is human beings. It's an issue. If we think about what drives you, like what continues to push you forward? I know we had a little bit of a chat before we hopped on, but what is like one word that drives you?
December 23rd, I said it's domination. It's domination.
That's your word this year.
It's the word. It's domination. It's not pivot. It's none of those alias words. It's domination. And so what you're going to say is, well, what are you dominating? I'm dominating my respective field. There's some things that are coming. There's some exciting things coming. You hear me talk about communication? What I'm about to release to the whole world, it's basically going to be like, listen, you're going to have to know how to talk to me. Because if you don't, well, guess what? Not sure what's going to happen. Guess it's going to be game over. Guess you're just going to have to figure it out. There's going to be a link for you to this kind of view and then figure out what you want to do after that. That's what happened.
Very excited and also nervous.
Don't be.
I'm excited to see what this means. I'm looking forward to seeing what you end up releasing.
Maybe it's a book.
Great. I would like a signed copy then. I think that's incredible.
Come to Toronto.
And it's obvious to me that like you... I literally need to come to Toronto. I need to come
to Toronto and come get it.
I'll come get it in Toronto. Done. If you were to give one person or give one piece of advice to anybody listening, and it doesn't have to be directly tied to podcasting or content creation or any of them, but just in general, one piece of advice to anybody that might be thinking about, you know, doing the thing like that they have on their heart, but hesitating to do so maybe.
Surround yourself with the right energy. But before you do that, we're going to take two steps back. Understand yourself first. Unpack your traumatic experiences before you start with anything. That's in workflow. That's in school flow. Identify these things. Find a mentor, find a coach, find somebody that's going to check you. And if you want to know where to start from, borrow somebody's Netflix account. They're going to be like, wait, borrow somebody's Netflix account. Yes, their login or sign in. What I want you to do is I want you to take whatever your device is going to be, if it's a touch screen or whatever, and you're going to type in Michael Jordan, The Last Dance. And you're going to watch episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you're going to understand.
They're all great.
You're going to understand the realm of who Michael Jordan was in the mindset of where he was all about championing people to become better. That is the best piece of advice I can give anybody. I'm going to tell you something. I've put it in hands of certain people and they pick up certain things. I'm not saying I'm Michael Jordan. What I'm saying is I champion people to become better, right? We all are in our stages of development and growth. Every day should be you wanting to get better. Heck, there's things that I want to do to get better. You know what I mean? But the thing is, they don't bleed on other people. And that's the thing. There's a lot of bleeding that's happened. Because when you stand into who you are, the band-aids start coming off around other people and they start bleeding on you. And you got to simply sit here and you got to clean it up. But I ain't no surgeon. If you want a surgeon, take your bags and go back to the next hospital because I'm not here to put you back together again.
Every time we talk, whether it be just casually in voice message or, you know, our initial interview that you had with me, and even sitting here and having this conversation with you now, I really appreciate that you maintain a consistent message of the importance of understanding yourself and doing the work that's to learning more about why you tick the way you tick. And I think that's a step that so many people either overlook or miss when they are considering a path of entrepreneurship or thinking about how they can make a difference or what risks that they'd be willing to take. They oftentimes think so far forward that they forget about taking time just to think about the relationship they have with themselves. So I think that's such an amazing piece of advice. And I am like very grateful that we've been able to like stay connected and to maintain some open lines of communication. And thank you so much for taking time just to chat through a little bit of your journey here and also the things that you've learned and sort of honed in on as you continue to evolve. And I'm super excited to see, you know, what it is that you plan to release here this year. But thank you also for kind of helping me kind of continue down my path and, you know, providing me with so many flowers as it pertains to like my own podcast journey. I appreciate you. So thank you.
I want to see you dominate this realm of podcasting because you got to understand is you got a skill set, right? And I give flowers like you got a skill set. We gotta get you in studio. We gotta get you with mics. You know, mm-hmm. virtual is cool, but when you get that, you know, in studio, that conversation, you know what I mean? I want to see that it's from coming. You because I see you, and I know you're gonna go places, and I'm gonna break some also news to her too. I'm gonna hijack the show now completely before we get out of here. We need you back in the boxing ring.
Retired.
Cap.
We'll see.
Cap.
We'll see. Cap. In the meantime, we can just keep watching all these great fights and having discussions about them, you know, as they show.
You in the boxing ring, because there's something I'm working on also too behind the scenes. So it might be a little influencer base. You're not retired. You're coming out of retirement.
I stay active, so maybe.
Just do it. Come on. There's got to be somebody you want to call out. There's got to be somebody that you want to hang around not three rounds.
Not in my energy. To call people out, but.
It's in your energy today. Who are you going to call out? Who are you going to call out? Sure. Call them out.
No one. Zero people. I'm too much full of love and hope and all that good stuff. So no calling anybody out. I'm also not in the same cardio shape that I used to be in to feel confident enough to like just rip somebody apart for three rounds, but maybe I'll think about it.
We're going to get you back in the
ring. I'll think about it.
We're going to get you back in the ring.
Oh my God. Well, Roy, thank you so much for doing this. I am so grateful and we'll be all waiting to see what it is that you plan to release. And
I already said
it.
No
doubt that domination is very much a book.
The Art of Communication, POV from a podcaster, coming very, very soon.
I am excited.
And you're going to get the audiobook all transcribed by me too. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very exciting.
I'm going to put it to bed like Steph Curry.
Okay, amazing. Well, thank you again. I appreciate it. And I am so excited to see all of it come out to fruition. So thank you.
Sounds good. Appreciate you too.
All right, that's the show. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard, give us a follow on Instagram, driven_by_blank. Share it with your friends. Pass along the good word. And for the love of God, continue to acknowledge your passions. Let love be your guide and always walk in purpose. Until next time, I'm Karen, and this has been a conversation about the intersection between passion and purpose.